T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex is here. Let's say hi to Sam.
What's up, Sam?
What's up, guys?
Sam, we want to help you out with Jessica, but first we need to know the backstory, so fill us in.
So we met online, and we were talking on the phone and stuff. We ended up starting to go on dates, but like our biggest thing was literally like a week ago, we went on a double date. Decided to introduce her to like my best friend and his wife. And this was the last time I saw her. And the thing is, I thought the date went really, really well. It was super fun. My friends loved her. And seemed like she had a good time. And then that was just the last time that I saw her. Since then, like, she's been avoiding my calls, and like, I'm missing a piece of the puzzle. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, especially after several dates.
Yeah.
Sam's given us Jessica's number, so let's just give her a ring and see if we can figure it out, okay? Hang on just a second. Let's get her on.
Hello?
Hi, Jessica. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio right now with Mix 94.7. Full disclosure, Sam is on as well.
Oh, hey. Wow. Okay. Hello. Good.
So we'll fill you in on the backstory here real quick. We do a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we help out people that have gone on dates that have gotten ghosted. And Sam is with us because he said that, he had really nice things to say about you. Said you guys went out, even recently on a double date, and his friends loved you, and he loves you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Doesn't know why you have just kind of disappeared. Do you mind talking to us?
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I guess. I mean, since we're here, full disclosure, I mean, yeah, we had a double date. It was super cool. It was actually a fun date. Kind of took the pressure off, you know, being another couple there. And, you know, we had fun, good conversation. So that was all totally fine. It's what happened, you know, after that.
Which is what?
his friend suggested that we go to a strip club.
Wait, he did or his friend did?
His friends did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A couple did.
How'd you feel about that?
I mean, it wouldn't be my first choice on a double date or any date.
That's really the first for us.
It's a weird date. Sure.
Weird to put you in that place too.
Yeah, and I don't want to be the Debbie of the group.
Right.
So.
Right.
the Debbie.
Okay, so fine. I went. Yeah, cool. Okay, this could be fun, something different.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got there, it was very clear that it wasn't Sam's first time there, which was the issue. I mean, everyone. As soon as we walked in, it was like he was a celebrity walking in there.
Are you a celebrity, Sam?
Yeah.
Bro.
Look, I know some of the people there because I don't know. But yeah, I'm not like, I don't go there every week or anything, but you know,
it's not just like one or two, like all the girls did, the manager, the bartenders. It wasn't just like one or two people.
Yeah, I'm a friendly person, you know. it's a strip club. It's not even really for the girls. It's, you know, like, I think the place is cool and the prices are great.
prices are great at a strip club.
Yeah.
Said like, nobody.
That's like when everybody's like, oh, yeah, I love to go to that strip club here in Austin because they have a great steak lunch.
Yeah, you can't beat the steak and lobster deal.
Such a great price.
Do people still say that?
Yes.
Bro.
So, Jessica, it was the fact that it was obvious Sam goes there a lot that bothers you?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, we had fun and stuff. It was cool, but I don't want to date a guy that goes and gets lap dances, you know, on a Tuesday afternoon. Like, that's just not my style. That's not what I'm looking for.
It's fair. That's, and you know what? Yeah. Somewhere out there, there's probably a girl that's totally down with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just weird walking in there and, like, everyone knows your name, you know? It's just kind of like...
I mean, if it was just a bar, that'd be awesome, you know?
But it's just like you start questioning stuff, and I get it. It's cool.
You know, it is what it is, Sam. Some girls are going to be down. Other girls, like Sarah said, are just not. And obviously, Jessica's not that kind of woman, so...
And that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm that kind of woman either.
You don't think so? If you and Jay walked into a strip club, your husband, and everybody knew his name, how would you feel about that?
I would need to know the context. I've never been to a strip club, I will say.
Ever in your life?
No, I have not, because...
Never in your
life? Let me tell you why.
Have. You did in Portland.
What?
No, I did not.
You went to a job interview, and they tried to take
me on the job interview to a strip club.
Yeah. Wait, what company thought that was a good idea?
A good question. Let's talk about morning radio for a second.
Dear
Let's
God.
Talk about radio. My entire career in radio has been guys trying to get me to go to the strip club. Like, when I was in college, the DJs used to beg me to go to the strip club with them. And so I think for me, I was like, I'm sorry, you want me to go so you can say I won, I got Sarah to go to a strip club,
right?
And I'm not gonna give you that,
right?
It's not that I'm even caring, it's just like I'm tired of dudes, especially dudes in radio, trying to always get me to go to a strip club. Yes, I went on a job interview in radio, and they wanted to take me to a strip club.
What a trip.
And instead, they drove me out to Beaverton, Oregon at the Shiloh Inn, and I just...
Hey, by the way.
Watch TV.
Wow.
Oh, and they drove me through a Subway for dinner on my job interview.
I find it rather hilarious that Sarah turned down the strip club, so they drove her to Beaverton.
That's true.
Oh, my God. I didn't even put two together. Wow.